Today we're going to follow up last week's episode with a part two on how Alex and Christian met, this time from a different perspective. Background noise, the Henson Family Podcast starts right now. All right. Welcome, everyone. Thank you again for listening. If you're there and if you're listening by accident, that's fine, too. My name is Stephen. I'll be one of your hosts today. I am with my lovely wife, Amy Elise.
Hey, hey.
Amy, you want to tell us who all we have, with us? That makes sense?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. So, absolutely. So, welcome back, everyone. With us today, we still have our special guest, my sister, Angela Marable.
Hello.
Hi. So, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee.
Woo-hoo.
We're actually Franklin. And we talked earlier in our episode, in an earlier episode, to Alex, and this is my niece, and we got her perspective on how her and her husband got together, how they met, and all that. And over the years, I've heard many stories around the dinner table about these two, and I've loved it every time. So we wanted to hear this and get it on record. So with us today, we have a special guest, Christian. So he's with us all the way from Tennessee. Welcome, Christian.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey.
Good. How are you doing over there?
I'm just excited to be here.
Oh.
This is an honor.
We're so glad to have you. Okay, so we're just going to jump right in, and I'm going to start asking some questions. So Christian, we're going to talk about Alex today, and tell us how you very first met her, like when you first laid eyes on her. Just start from the beginning.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Yep.
Yeah. Start from the beginning.
Yep.
Well, when I first officially met Alex, or when I knew who Alex was?
Oh, I would say when you first knew who she was.
Okay.
What did you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a difference between the two, Christian. You're good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is a difference between the two. Well, the first time I saw Alex was when I was walking to school, to Franklin High.
Oh.
I lived across the street from the high school that, you know, that I went to growing up. And I would walk to school every day, or at least before I had a car. And I remember walking to school, and on the way there, we would pass this apartment complex right before we go across the street. And oftentimes, parents like Angela that didn't want to wait in the Franklin High School traffic line,
yep, would be me,
go into this neighborhood, that the neighborhood that I lived in, and drop their kids off. And so as I was walking to school, you'd see this line of cars of parents who didn't want to get into the traffic, and all the kids would jump out and they would walk across the street to school. And so the first time I saw Alex was actually then, because I often saw her older brother, Morgan, and her get out of the little blue van that they had and go to school, and we'd sometimes cross the street together. We never talked to each other, but that's my earliest memories of like knowing who Alex was and,
okay,
and being aware.
Nice.
Of her.
I didn't know that. Auntie, did you know that?
Yeah.
Vaguely.
Okay. I think. All right.
Yeah. But it doesn't stop there. It gets so much better.
Oh, of course.
So
Christian, that was the first time you had any recollection of like laying eyes on Alex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. That's gotta be the first time that is Alex, and I know that's Alex Marable, right? And so the reason I knew that was Alex Marable was because I played football at Franklin High my freshman year. I was not good at football, but I was on the football team. And one of the players who also was not good at football, Caleb. I was friends with. And Caleb, I'm like blanking on his last name. Angela, what's his last name?
Yeah, I
we don't have to
remember
last names.
Yeah, you do. Okay, no, yeah. Angela knows.
I don't remember. I mean,
yeah, I'm blanking too. Anyway, Caleb, what's his face? He played backup quarterback, and he was a friend of mine. And at the time, he was dating Alex. I don't know if that's like the right term for it, but they were definitely like hanging out in some capacity.
Okay. Yeah, I think they were pretty close friends, maybe.
Yeah.
Hanging out. That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, it wasn't. I know it wasn't like intense in any way. I mean, we were right. 14 years old, you know, so it wasn't. there wasn't much happening. We didn't have cars or anything. So, but they were definitely hanging out. And I remember Caleb liked this other girl named Kinsey. And we would talk about this. And we would talk about how he's like, hey, I like Kinsey, but my mom like really wants me to date this other girl, Alex, because she thinks that she's a lot better for me. And, there's like this whole drama centered around him, Alex, and Kinsey. And like, there's just this back and forth. And that's like earliest memories of Alex.
Okay.
And I remember standing in like the general, Franklin High, like narthex area, like the place where people group together, and thinking, while Caleb was telling me this story about how, you know, oh my gosh, I'm like caught between these, in this love triangle between these two girls, and I actually want to date Kinsey. I remember thinking to myself, well, I would love to date Alex. I would absolutely take her off your hands. But, that's the first time that I like knew who Alex was and was aware of her. And I never talked to her. I just thought she was pretty, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah. She is. She's very pretty.
Yeah, she
okay.
She
so
continues to be.
Okay, so now you're gonna go after her. Tell me
well,
what happens
no,
next,
yeah,
right?
It's much later. Yeah. So that was when
y'all were 14, right? So
yeah, I was 14. She's a grade above me, so she was 15. So
okay.
It wasn't until years later. So 2 years later, I got a summer job, my first job, because I got a car and I needed to pay for gas and insurance. And being 16 years old and having a Jeep, the insurance was super expensive.
Yep,
and
crazy.
So, I needed to get a job. And luckily, Culver's was hiring. They just opened up I don't know if anybody's had the Culver's fast food chain, but they were opening up the first one in like Middle Tennessee.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
of course, the best Culver's butter burger in town.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, double butter burger with cheese.
Mm-hmm. Butter burger, you can't see that.
It's good for you.
Five times twice. Yeah.
So I applied, got the job there. And after getting the job there and working there throughout the summer, I took a little bit of a break and went to Nicaragua and was there for a week. It was a really great trip. Awesome. Kind of like a big moment in my like younger years that, you know, later went back five other times to Nicaragua. But the reason that's important is because when I got back from Nicaragua in like, I want to say August, it's like right after school started up again. Alex and I got put on the same drive-through shift. So
okay.
I hadn't really worked with Alex the whole time because she worked the mornings and I worked the nights. And so we hadn't talked to each other all summer or anything like that. I knew she worked there. I remember, oh, that's Alex. That's the girl that Caleb was, you know, halfway love triangle dating or whatever. And I thought was cute and I had never talked to you before. but we got put on the same drive-through shift. And we did. We got to talking about Nicaragua because she had actually gone there that summer as well, just with like a different church.
Okay.
And so that was like the first moments of like the hitting it off and the conversation starting. And by the end of that drive-through shift, I asked her for a number. I was pretty forward about it, to be honest.
Were you nervous to do that?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous about everything, back then, if I'm being honest. But I'm a very like it depends on the environment that I'm in. So at Culver's, right? Like my thing was drive-through. It's like where I lived, and it was the thing that I was good at. And one of the things that I would do is I would pretend to be Jim Carrey from Ace Ventura, like to the customer that were driving through the drive-through.
Really?
And,
so what would you say? Give us a sample of of a Jim Carrey that you would say when somebody come through the drive-thru?
Yeah, no, specifically Ace Ventura, right? So it wasn't pulling any Bruce Almighty or The Mask or anything like that. I was just specifically focused on that. But no, I would just, as someone would roll through, I'd be like, all righty then, your total is 325 at the window. We'll see you there. You know, like that kind of thing. And, you know, I was just an idiot.
That's awesome.
You know,
I just
so you didn't tell anybody to put some stank on it?
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, I could have. Bumblebee tuna?
Would you like some stank on it?
That's right. No stank. I didn't want to get fired. I just wanted to make
Yeah,
it
not
laugh.
At a food restaurant.
Yeah, for sure. But I like to think that me doing that Jim Carrey voice was actually the thing that allowed me to get Alex's number. like I made her laugh a little bit, and so she actually said okay instead of
she gave you her number.
She did, yeah. So I asked her for a number at the end of the shift, and she gave it to me. I could tell she was hesitant though. I could definitely tell that she was like, okay. She had some other boys that liked her that were at Culver's too. And so I was just like, I'm positive that there were two other guys that liked her and that I was third in line of those guys.
it was Jim Carrey, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's right.
That's hilarious. Okay. So you've got her number. So tell us about what happens next with you guys. Do y'all start dating? Like, how long does it take before you get to go on a date with her?
Oh, yeah. From my memory, a while, like a few months.
Okay.
I got her number. We start talking on the phone, you know, just texting back and forth, talking. We do a couple, like, group hangs where, like, our friends are getting together, you know, after work, something like that. You know, just on and off. There's one particular time where we went to the movies, went to go see Skyfall, the new James Bond movie, not new anymore,
okay.
But new,
yeah.
New in 2012. And we went after work, and we went with my friend Corey, and then Alex and Morgan, her older brother Morgan.
Okay.
And Morgan knew, everyone knew I liked Alex, and Alex
okay.
did not like me back. And Morgan made it clear that he was not going to allow me to sit by Alex. That was like the move.
Well,
and so
like he said ahead. Something to you? Like how?
Well, no, he didn't say anything, but I could feel it, I could sense it, and I was just like, all right, well, I'm going to. So like good luck. I'm going to make it happen. And so they go in and sit down in the theater seats, and she sits, if we can imagine like a line, like Alex is starting the line. Then it's Morgan, then it's me, then it's Corey. And so Alex sits down, then Morgan sits next to her, like to the end of the seats that we have. And then I just walk around Morgan, and then I go and I sit on the other side by Alex. And I could see the devastation in Morgan's face. And he's like, well, that plan didn't work.
There's a big psychological game going
yeah.
on here at the
there
movies.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've ever talked to Morgan about that, but I would love to. We should get him on the pod and hash that out.
Well, I wasn't there at the moment, but it definitely sounds like you dominated Christian.
It sounds like I dominated. I mean, yeah,
you dominated.
That scenario.
Yeah.
I'm projecting myself as this confident person in this situation, but I promise you that is not the case.
Were you a little weak in the knees?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So, and that's not even an official date, right? So, I mean, and you were still kind of nervous?
No, it's not. Oh, yeah. I'm super nervous. I don't know what I'm doing. I've never really, like, really dated a girl, and I mean I've had girlfriends and stuff like that, but nothing like actually, right? And so in that this Skyfall movie is an important text. I don't know if Alex talked about it, but it rolls back. So while we're watching the Skyfall movie, I'm not paying attention at all.
You mean to the movie or to Alex?
I'm paying attention to Alex. I am
He probably doesn't know what the movie's about.
I know. What are we seeing now? Is this a James Bond movie? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am trying to figure out, does she like me? Right? Like, I got to know. And so my plan, this legitimately was my plan.
He's being strategic.
Was to push my knee into her knee throughout the movie.
Okay.
And to see if when I took it away, if she would follow back.
One I've never heard of.
Does that mean something?
Exactly.
The knee?
What's
the knee thing?
Okay, if I snuggle into her, and then if I pull away, does she like want to reciprocate in any sort of way? Because like we've been talking a lot on the phone, and like we've been hanging out a bunch. I really liked her, and this is like the best idea I could come up with. Like instead of just talking to her, you know, and asking her, I was like,
right.
Oh, I know what I'll do.
Oh.
I will, in the movie, I will push my knee into her knee, and I will see if she follows back. And if she does, it means she likes me. Oh, I'm so smart.
That, the knee thing, if it works, that definitely means she's following me.
Well,
Christian, well, did guys, she know this?
Because she followed back. So that's how I knew.
She did follow back. Oh, the knee thing worked.
Yeah.
Does she know about this? Like, is she aware?
I mean, it's something that we've talked about since then. But I mean, during the movie, no, I was a crazy person. What are you talking about?
So yeah. Funny. Okay, so we have the knee thing that happened.
Knee thing was successful.
That was a positive signal, right?
Yeah. Hey, positive signal.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to keep going.
Soon after that, I'm trying to place the order of events after this. Yeah, soon after that, I think that's when I asked her to like start hanging out one-on-one. So I think the next thing that I was trying to do was say like, hey, can I come pick you up and we can hang out? And she was pretty hesitant about that. Again, I'm third in line to these other guys that are at Culver's.
So at this point, do you see her as, okay, I really like this girl. I'm going to go all out for her. Like, did you see her as, wow, she could be the one?
Yeah, but that's just because I'm a freak. I just watched too many movies when I was a kid, and I really wanted that like high school sweetheart.
Okay.
You know, infatuation.
That thing, puppy like, love.
That head over and, heels. Like,
yeah,
that was me. And so I'm sure like, I don't know what y'all's conversation was earlier, but I do some pretty big romantic gestures later on that are just silly, to be quite honest. They're just silly.
Okay.
But yeah, so no. I think after this, I call her and I'm like, hey, can I come pick you up and we can go hang out? And she's like, no, we can't. But I do have time. I don't have a ride to work. So could you drive me to work and we can hang out. And you can just come pick me up a little bit early. And I was like, I'll take it. Like, I'll take it. That sounds great. And so I think picking her up and taking her to Sweet CC's was the first time we like had a date.
Okay. Maybe that was a little bit of I guess she was very guarded. Kind of kept you motivated.
Yeah. Maybe. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, she definitely wasn't giving me a lot to work with by that point. That's when I met Angela, you know, out in the front yard when I came and picked her up.
Mm-hmm.
I took her to Sweet CC's, and I met Granny too, out in the front yard. And I picked her up in my Jeep and proceeded to run every red light in Franklin.
So this was the first date, right? That you're talking about, right? This is the first date. Date you're talking about right now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
This is the first time we hung out.
Hey, Christian, I've always wanted to ask you, why did you run those stop lights and stop signs and like what was going through your head?
I mean, I was just super nervous. I mean, I was like, I had a girl that was really pretty that I liked in my car. In my car. And I didn't know what to do with myself. And so I knew that we both liked Maroon 5, specifically songs about Jane. And I said, like, do you just want to ride around and listen to this album and sing these songs? Because I didn't know how to even talk to her. I was just like,
okay, so you had a hard time talking to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, again,
singing,
guys,
for sure.
I'm projecting myself as a confident person, but I just was not at all.
And there was no way your knee was going to reach over there this time.
No,
it was too far away.
Yeah, too far away. Too far away. And I couldn't actually just ask her like we talked about, all right? I had to like, you know, come up with other ways to avoid conversation. So I just played songs about Jane and we sang songs and Yeah, I just ran every red light, and I remember her freaking out. To be honest, like I was speeding, just blowing them, and and I did get her there safe though. So you know what? I did my job.
There we go.
Okay, so moving along here, when did you find out that she was returning feelings back to you? Like at this point, right? It's pretty much you're pursuing. When was it clear that, wow, she likes me too?
Not until I asked her out officially. So that date, that first date, I wasn't like, hey, will you go on a date with me? It was like, hey, let's hang out. I'll come pick you up. But after about I kept doing that. Like we had fun. Like even though I almost killed her, we had fun, and that was the good part. And so she was willing to have me do that again. And so like I would pick her up usually at night after work, after she got off, and I would take her back to her house. Cause she didn't have a car. They shared that van. And so we just kept doing that, and it started to become easier to talk to her. Right. Like I was able to just like have conversations and not be as nervous about it. But I did not know if she liked me when I was officially like, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to ask her to like start dating. I'm going to ask her to start dating and to like move this along in this way. And this was like, you know, probably 2 months after we'd been like hanging out like that. It was November at that point. And so, yeah, I picked her up from Sweet Cece's one night, or I was going to pick her up from Sweet Cece's one night. And I had this plan formulated in my head that I'm going to pick her up. I'm going to get her in my car. I'm going to drive to Fieldstone Farms where her house is. We're going to park in front. I'm going to look at her and I'm going to say, Alex, will you be my girlfriend? I like had this whole thing planned in my head. Like we hadn't really been dating or said, I like you to each other or anything like that, but I was just going to go straight for the girlfriend thing. Like that was, that was the plan. And I picked her up and we got to her house. And when I got there, I knew that that wasn't the right thing to say for some reason. That it wasn't, I shouldn't say, hey, will you be my girlfriend? And I practiced that literally 100 times earlier that afternoon. But I didn't say that. What I said was, hey, Alex, I want you to know that I really like you more than a friend. And I would like to start going on dates to get to know you better in that way. Do you want to do that? And she said, yes, I would like to do that.
Woo.
But she knew that I was going to do this night. Like she could sense it coming. Like I think I was probably drenched in sweat when I picked her up. I was running red lights again, you know, whatever it is. Like that I do when I get nervous, throwing up outside the window, whatever. And she had planned to say no. Like she had planned to tell me, no, I'm not gonna, I don't want to be your girlfriend. Like she was like, if he asked me to be my girlfriend, I'm gonna tell him no. And I didn't. And I think about that, like I think about that a lot. Because if I had done that, like who would have known? Like, and she said no, who knows what would have happened.
Right.
You know? And now we're married and we've got, you know, three kids. And like, just like that little thing. I think about those things all the time. That if I didn't phrase it in a specific way, I wonder if it would have been too much. And, you know, we don't keep talking or whatever happens. But I didn't. I said, hey, I really like you. I don't know if you like me, but I would like to take you out on dates and get to know you like that. And she said, yes.
Oh, that, this isn't going to make sense, but the Indiana Jones movie, that third one where they said you chose.
Yeah.
At the end.
You chose wisely.
That's exactly what I'm thinking of right now.
Amy, that makes 100% sense to me.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Okay. So, at this point, when do you start, you know, holding hands? Is there a first kiss? You know, so tell us how things move along for you guys.
Yeah. pretty fast after that. Cause mm-hmm. like, as far as like, she said that she didn't want to be, you know, yeah, we don't, we're not gonna be boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm not ready for that yet. I would say after I asked her if she wanted to start going on dates, we were immediately dating. Like, that's what it felt like.
It's
okay. Like, okay. We are together now. And so Alex is, I mean, you guys know Alex and listeners that don't. My wife was very nervous too, like about the dating thing, and she didn't want to hold hands like initially. Like, I remember after a week of us dating, you know, or going out a lot more, that she I like reached to hold her hand, and we like held her hands for like 2 minutes. And then she like took her hand off. I was like, okay, that was good. Thank you. Like, thanks for that. Like, that's a little too much now. I don't want to keep doing that. Like, that was, we got to take this.
That's
really
my
slow.
Girl.
And I was like, all right.
What can I say?
Like, yeah. Like, cool. Okay. We get 2 minutes of hand.
You had a moment though.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We did have a moment. It was a lot of long hugs, let's say. Like, that was our, that was the physical stuff for a long time. It was just like, let's just hug each other for a while. But mm-hmm. I say a long time. I mean, when you're in high school, a week is a long time, you know? But but really, we had our first kiss, I think, 3 months after we had been dating.
Okay. And when was it that you think, well, you loved her? Like, when do you know, wow, she loves me? I love her. You know, when did it get to that?
When I felt that I loved her, when I told her I loved her, and then like when I like actually loved her, I think are like all three different times.
Okay.
There are different like. It's, I'm not trying to get too deep on the pod, you know, that's how I'm trying, but like, I'm trying to like answer the question as best I can. And, there's like a high school infatuation, like love that you feel.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that for Alex, like really, really quickly.
Okay. That makes sense.
Like there was this moment whenever she had this horse named Wolfie that she loved with all her heart. And she took me out to go see him one night. And it was like snow, rain, sleeting. And she had to put a blanket on him. And we got out there. And this is like 2 months after. Like, I don't even think we had our first kiss yet. And no, we hadn't had our first kiss yet. And she was like throwing the blanket on Wolfie. And we were out in the snow. And I just remember thinking like, yeah, I love this girl. Like, I really love this girl. Mm-hmm. And that's the first time that I thought that. In that way, I think that's what you're asking for, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What about it? What about when she, I guess, acknowledged back to you that, when did that happen, that she loved you too?
Well, I had this whole stupid rule. Again, I was a dumb high schooler that I wanted to only tell one girl that I loved her. Like, that was like,
okay.
I have all these dumb rules that I watched way too many movies and I built up these things in my head. And I was like, I'm going to be a movie character and my life is going to be this way. And so we had these conversations of like, I don't want to say I love you to you. Like, so we both were like, no, I love yous. It's not a part of it. I want to wait until in my mind, when I was going to tell the girl that I loved her, in this case it was Alex, but like the girl one day that I loved her was going to be when I proposed. Like, that's like the grand romantic gesture that I wanted. And that became like a hard thing because we clearly loved each other, and it had been, this is like years later, like
oh, okay,
this is like,
wow,
2.5 years probably, maybe 1.5, two years into dating, something like that. Where we would use the words, I like you very much, or like, I more than like you, or like stuff like that. That was just so ridiculous.
That was
like,
code for, like, I love you.
Yeah, it's code for,
but you didn't want to say it.
I love you. Yeah. And we're just like, oh, but I didn't say it, so it doesn't count. Like, that's how, that's how we would communicate. Anyway, so I when this is jumping further than like what your question was asked, because you're like first kiss and all that stuff, I can go ahead and answer this if you want me to. But one day Alex was over at my house. I guess it was like towards the end of my senior year, or it was like maybe right after I graduated. And she was upset by this, like, I'm more than like you thing. Cause she's like, I know how I feel about you. And it's like weird that you're not telling me. It's like, this is a dumb rule. You're dumb. Like, and I was like, yeah, no, I know. But like, like, come on. Like,
come on, but it's my rule.
I've had a plan. This is my plan. Don't ruin it.
It's got to go by the plan.
Though. I remember her like crying and driving off from my house, and me like feeling really like complicated in my head and in my heart. Like, I just decided, I was like, this is dumb. Like, I love her. I need to go tell her that. And I saw her turn the corner, and I just started running. I could have definitely just gone inside and gotten the key to my car and followed her home, but I didn't. I said, I'm just gonna run after her car.
That's much more romantic.
Christian. Much more romantic.
Yeah, well, he is. Christian, you got your movie moment.
That's right.
Yeah, you got your movie moment. Yeah.
If I'm gonna have to give up the I love you at the proposal, then I'm getting my movie moment now, right? Then I'm gonna get this moment.
You got it.
Running through the neighborhood, and that's what happened. I mean, guys, that I think that is the fastest I've run in my entire life. Because she was going quick. I was like, oh, I'm kind of in for it. I thought it was going
to
catch her.
I've got to get this girl.
And I did not.
I can't let her go.
I ran like a mile to finally get to her car. And she finally rounded that corner. Funny enough, I'm actually like just now thinking about this. I think I said I love you to her where I first saw her. That's so funny. But like that spot, Angela, where you would drop her off, that's where I caught her car.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's where I told her I loved her. And I just made that connection too as we're talking about the story. But
it's a great
that was
story.
The first time I said that, and she said it to me, and we kissed, and you know,
now we're talking about Lana. Was there any music playing in the background when this happened?
No, that's later. Because that's later.
We need some orchestra playing for that moment.
That happens. Not yet.
That's amazing. Oh, that's a great story. Okay, so we've got that out of the way, right? The I love you. That's a big deal. Yeah. So tell us about. Let's just jump to engagement. How'd that happen?
Yeah. So I was 19 and she was 20. We were both living in Franklin. She lived in an apartment that was really close to mine. That is all very close to where we grew up. So it was like, you know, I moved a street behind my house and that's where I lived. And then Alex moved a street over from me, you know. We were all just in this group of friends that would hang out all the time. And in the season of her life, I was working at a church and she was working in, she's working in Nashville still, like in downtown Nashville at that point. And I remember my mom asking me like, when are you guys getting engaged? And I was like, man, I don't know. And I'm ready. Like, I know that I love her. I know I'm going to marry her. It's like a foregone conclusion. And so I need to figure that out. And I thought about it, prayed about it. And I asked Angela to go to lunch with me. And we went to this little Mexican mm-hmm. restaurant mm-hmm. And just talked to her and asked her if it was okay. Mm-hmm. And she confirmed that it was, and that that there wouldn't be a better son-in-law to ever walk the earth, you know, that that would, no, that was not what happened. But she did say that it was okay. She did say that that was fine.
Okay.
And I remember that. Okay. I remember that. Well, Angela, what do you remember from that? Yeah. I feel like I'm just like telling this whole story. But
no, that's all. I was going to ask Angela. So tell us your thoughts on this.
Oh, I was impressed that he asked. So
yeah, that's awesome.
We met there and had a quick bite to eat. And I think he was nervous. I felt a little nervous, but I also felt like I had one up on him.
Did you know it was coming? Like, did you sense?
A little bit. Sure. Yeah. I was like, he's asking me what? Mm.
Yeah.
What is his ulterior motive here? No, we had a great conversation.
We did. We had a really good conversation. And I remember us both crying and being excited by
it. We were excited.
Like it was the right time.
Yep.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so Angela, when did you have a sense from Alex that, wow, she is falling for this guy? I think he's the one.
Mm.
When did you sense that from her?
I definitely sensed it before she said anything or Christian came to me.
Okay.
I just knew. So she was just acting too comfortable. Like, she could be herself. She could laugh and sing and cry and do all those things. She could she seemed very happy. She didn't come to me with like woes or this or that or sadness or crying. You know, she was just, I could tell my daughter was happy. And I just knew it.
Okay. And let's go ahead and move on to, so you obviously gave your blessing, right, to get married.
And yeah, then, do you want me to tell you the engagement story? I didn't know if that's what.
I would love to hear that, yes.
Okay, great. This is another spectacular, I'm going to make it beautiful. It's going to be perfect. And it just gets gets absolutely wrecked in my face.
He's trying for another movie moment, Amy.
surprise her, obviously, with the engagement. Because I genuinely think she had no idea it was coming anytime soon. Because it felt like I decided quickly. Like, we were just dating, and then, like, yeah, I'm gonna ask her to marry me, and then like a month later, I did it. Like, that's what it felt like. So there was no like conversations we had leading up to it. Like, all right, well, like, maybe this year we get engaged or anything, you know, like, but it just kind of happened. And so there was this farm that our friend Bella lived at when we first, like, Alex and I had been dating a year, and we started in this like college small group thing together, and that's where we met Bella.
Okay.
Bella's like one of my best friends still to this day. And she lived on this property, but she didn't live there anymore. And so I had to, backing up a little bit. She lived on this property, but she didn't live there anymore. And it had like this really big field and like a creek in the back. And I remember one day when we were like a year, 2 years younger, we'd go and like sit back and hang out in that creek. And I thought it'd be really cool if I could put like floating candles in that creek and like hang up some like paper lanterns and stuff like that. And do it in the creek, because it was like shallow enough to where I could like kneel down and she could walk there and we wouldn't get like soaking wet or anything like that. It was probably just like, you know, 2-3 inches deep.
Okay, very nice.
And so I was like, oh, that's gonna be beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make that happen. And Bella didn't live there anymore, so I'd like call the new homeowner and like be like, hey, can I like ask my girlfriend to marry me in your backyard? And they said, yeah, sure, that's great. So I did that. I ended up buying Alex tickets to this music festival that was in Franklin, so that she was like unaware of something for the whole day. And I was going to have Bella drive her out and blindfold her and drop her off over by the creek. And then she would undo the blindfold and walk down into the creek and be blown away with the beauty that I have created for her and ask her to marry me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so not a well thought through plan, because I'm like, I'm going to get there and I'm going to just like put the candles down and put the paper lanterns up and like do the whole thing. It's going to be easy. And I realize that this is kind of steep to get down here. This is not what I remember. This is like, this is a hill that is only mud is what it is. And so I brought a shovel out. I went to go get a shovel.
No.
I guess I like carved like stairs into the mud, like that she could walk down.
Oh, Christian.
So that she could get into the water without, you know, face planting. because that wouldn't be cool, right?
No, like, no, probably romantic. Not. Probably not.
And so I carve out these stairs, and I put all the floating candles in, and I hang up the paper lanterns, and it looks exactly like I wanted it to. It's beautiful. And I leave the place, and I go back to my house. This is probably like 4 or 5 hours before it happens, because I want to go watch Tennessee football is playing Florida that day. And Tennessee has not beaten Florida in 10 years to this point. We've got a really good football team, and I'm really excited because this is the year, like I tell myself every year. And I'm watching with my friends, and Alex is at the music festival, and I'm waiting for the moment to leave. As I'm sitting there watching the game, man, it's getting really cloudy outside. I check the weather, and it's like, like a thunderstorm is approaching, and it absolutely monsoons. Like it is pouring rain. And I jump in the car, and this is the fourth quarter of a Tennessee football game, and Tennessee is up. And I left the game. Just to be clear, this is a big deal.
Just let me throw in here to those who are listening. This guy is the biggest Tennessee Volunteer fan ever.
He bleeds orange.
That's right. Mm. So when he says he missed the last part of a game, that is a big deal.
Yeah, I missed the fourth quarter, and we beat Florida in a decade. I mean, man, I love this girl. I really do. So I get in the car and I'm driving down. I'm like, man, if it rains, I think all this stuff is just gonna get ruined. And so I get there, and it's just, yeah, it's monsooning. It's just an absolute torrential downpour.
Monsooning.
And Alex is on her way now to the like spot. Like, Bella's like, I'm in the car driving, and I'm like, please don't.
This is the movie moment, right?
Yeah, that's right. So. That's right. So I now have to come up with okay, I got to go get all those candles. I got to go get all those lanterns because it's raining. I got to figure out what I'm going to do, because like I'm not going to be able to do what I think I'm going to do. And I jump out in my nice clothes that I've got on and just get soaked. And I run over to the creek, and you know what? Everything is gone. Just washed away, absolutely obliterated. The stairs that I've made have turned into the most dangerous mudslide that's ever been created.
Just
I'm
gone.
Falling down in the mud, trying to find all this stuff. And I'm just like, I take my shirt off. I'm like a wild animal out there, like trying to figure this out, because she's like 10 minutes away. And I get back up from the creek bed and put my shirt back on. And I'm like, it just stops raining. It just stops raining, which, thank God, like, that's amazing. But if I would have just waited a few more minutes, I could have not been soaked. So it stops raining, and I got to figure out what to do now. And so I have these paper lanterns, these extra paper lanterns in my car with a lighter. And I'm like, I'm just going to do a circle on the ground in this field. I'm just going to like put these paper lanterns in a circle and light them. And, make a little pathway out of them. And when she gets here, I'll take her blindfold off and we'll be in the field, and it'll be fine. It'll be okay. It's not what I wanted, but it's like literally the only thing I can do, because she's like pulling up. And so she pulls up, and Bella gets her out of the car, and she tells her to count down from like 50, which was like insane. she's like standing like, why did you pick such a high number? And she gets down to finally like 10, 9, and then I like start counting with her, and I take her blindfold off, and I like walk her to the little semicircle that I've made of paper lanterns, and then I have this like letter that I wrote, and I read her, and I ask her if she'll marry me, and she says,
and
yes.
Then
we're crying, we hug and we kiss, and we stand up, and then she goes, where are we?
didn't even know where we were.
This is that field like from a few years ago that was apparently like in my mind a really important place, but you don't even know where we are. And I had this whole thing planned over here, but that's gone now.
It was washed away.
It was washed away, and then Tennessee lost on a field goal in the fourth quarter. So that was the other piece of it too. And that was how I asked her to marry me.
That is so awesome. I love that. And actually, yeah. I've heard that story before. I just love hearing it again.
I think you guys have heard all these stories.
Yes. Well, this is why we're doing this. It's because I love these stories so much.
Now all five of our listeners are going to know this story.
Okay. So we're kind of running out of time, but I want to know. Okay. I want to know, what is different about Alex?
Do you mean than the other girls or like different in general?
Yeah, I guess different than other girls. Like, you fell head over heels for her. So, what's different?
Other than her saying yes to me.
I guess that would make her different.
Yeah, that would make a difference. Mm-hmm. I just knew, obviously, like, I think she's beautiful and I enjoy being around her. We have a blast together, all the things that I think you need in a successful relationship or marriage. I knew from, like, even when I was in high school and when I started liking her, Alex is going to be a really good wife and she's really going to be able to put aside her things and like love me well. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be a really good partner. And I knew she was going to be a really good mom too. And as weird as it sounds, that was important to me, even in high school, even when I was like in college age. And I knew that she was going to be really good at those things. And she is.
She is.
She's an amazing wife. She's an amazing mother. And she's full of so much joy. And I think you guys know that. I think everybody that's around her knows that. Whenever she was interviewing for her job at Christ Community, after I was done working there, she started working there like a month after me. And for some reason, I was like in an interview with her, with Charles, our boss. Mm-hmm. And he asked like, what's going to make Alex different? Like a similar question, like, but not in love sense and like, just like the person sense. And I told him, I was like, your office is just going to be a different place because Alex is here. And she's going to make everybody, she's going to connect everybody. And people who are not supposed to be friends with each other will become friends with each other because Alex is here. And I still think that about her. I think it's her best quality. I think that she has a unique ability to make people feel very seen and loved and feel like the most important person in the room. Mm. And she did that. She's done that everywhere she goes.
Well, I guess our listeners know pretty much how this ends, right? Three beautiful kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have a wonderful marriage. And anyway, well, Christian, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And
thank you.
Yeah, Angela, thanks for joining us all the way from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And anyway, Christian, thank you so much.
Yeah, I love you guys. Yeah. Glad y'all are doing this.
And yeah, we love you too.
I could be a guest.
That's going to do it for this episode. We hope you've enjoyed the love stories of Christian and Alex. Emmy, I think we could see ourselves doing some of these, more of these How We Met episodes in the future.
Absolutely.
So, thank you for listening, and we will see you guys next week.